life after life. Once, visiting his grandfather, Jan found himself in the company of a German named Hans.
Grandfather, I remember you hated the Germans on Earth. You were a frontline soldier. You went through the whole war. So, have your views changed here?
Yes, grandson, I had a long conversation with Hans and we realized how misled we were. The leaders were forcing us to fight each other. After all, Hans was also in the war. Now we see the way those demons Hitler and Stalin taught each other to hate and quarrel between each other. It would have been much better for us ordinary people had the war been avoided, for Hitler to take over Russia, or Stalin to take Germany.
Yes, yes. One is no better than the other. At least Hitler did not destroy temples. But there would have been either Hitler's or Stalin's concentration camps.
It makes no difference. Both of them wanted the same thing. They tortured the people.
One incited the Gestapo. The other organized the NKVD to torture and execute people. It was all the same abuse of people.
Jan understood them in his heart, but he was wondering how their views had changed so much.
Let's go to Akashic Chronicles and you will see for yourself the conspiracy of these creatures against the people of the Earth.
They ended up in the 18th century at a gathering of demons in a gloomy hall, in a difficult, oppressive atmosphere, with skeletons and bodies of mutilated people hanging on the walls. At the head of the table sat Beelzebub, the lord of the demons, with a disgusting face.
There's going to be a great feast. We will sacrifice millions to the evil. We are already breeding the idea of communism, a bright future, into the minds of the deluded ones now. Due to this idea, war and violence will now begin on the whole Earth. The temples of God will be destroyed. And everyone who will not worship Satan will be killed. But that's not all. When the demons, led by their egos, will arrange a bloody revolution and flood the earth with blood, some new, even bigger than those demons, will come to replace them. And he will continue to torment people, making them believe that he does them good. But this is not enough. He, together with Abaddon, will start a long war to make the lives of people even more hard and unbearable. Some people will fight for communism, others for the fascism, and they will exterminate each other, destroying everything and devastating the earth. Each of the leaders will have an army of demons under his command, and the fooled ones will exterminate, torture, and torment each other in the name of their people. But they will really be serving our evil.
You see, grandson, how history is actually made. When masters fight, it's the servants who get their heads cracked. The way out for ordinary people is to ignore these political ideologies and promises, to avoid all the wars, coups, and violence, supposedly in the name of good, and to embrace more love, compassion, and empathy. That's true happiness. And also to help others, but not only financially, it will not help in the long run. And to teach them love, mercy, and tolerance. Then the whole earth will be happy, and no demons will seduce people anymore. Where there is violence and war, there is evil. There is Satan.
Yes, yes. We will not change anything for the better with violence. Nobody even thought to dethrone Stalin, Mao Zedong, or Kim Il-sung. Since they tightened up all the screws, it is possible to dethrone only a good democratic ruler. There were so many assassination attempts on Hitler, and all for nothing. And your Tsar Nicholas II, when he saw that people were grumbling against him, abdicated the throne himself, since he was a good person and a good ruler. Why did God allow so much evil to happen?
It was him who made a vaccine against evil so that people saw and no longer communicated with any of such dangerous ideas and did not believe that Stalin is their father, that Hitler will do good to people, that everyone around will live happily ever after. If they believe in their nonsense, they will help them do evil. Of course, it's not easy at all, grandson, but at least we have gained some understanding now. May God stick it in the back of our minds forever. We will incarnate, and Hans and I want to become preachers of love.
Yes, yes, we ourselves will learn to love, and we will begin to teach it to others by our example.
And I was in the siege of Leningrad. Stalin arranged the torment of the people there, too. We could have calmly surrendered, and there would have been another occupied city, like Kiev or Odessa. The German regime was no worse than Stalin's, but the people would not have suffered, would not have died. But all this was covered by the idea of feet. Demons need such mujahideen feet to justify their atrocities with a noble idea.
And now? Has it all ended?
Oh, you, grandson. All over the earth, the demons are divided into two groups and continue under the aegis of nationalism, the struggle for justice and freedom, to make wars, terrorism and pogroms, dethrone of authorities and divide territories. This is being done and will be done throughout the earth.
Want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.